She didn't like the sound of her voice, brittle in the quiet. But she made herself finish slowly, methodically. She filled the water and food bowls, tossed out the junk mail addressed to Daniel Arlington, and tucked a water bill into her bag that she would take back to Ilbastone. Steps in a ritual, performed with care, but they offered no protection. She considered making coffee. She could sit outside in the winter sunlight and wait for Cosmo to come find her, when he saw fit to leave off prowling the messy tangle of the hedge maze for mice. She could do that. Push her worry and anger aside. And try to solve this puzzle, even though she didn't want to complete the picture emerging with every new and nasty piece. Alex glanced up at the ceiling as if she were able to see through the floorboards. No, she couldn't just sit on the porch and pretend everything was as it should be. Not when her feet wanted to climb those stairs. Not when she knew she should run the other way, lock the kitchen door behind her, pretend she'd never heard of this place. Alex had come here for a reason, but now she wondered at her stupidity. She wasn't up to this task. She'd talk to Dawes, maybe even Turner. For once, she'd make a plan instead of rushing headlong into disaster. She washed her hands at the sink, and it was only when she turned to reach for a towel that she saw the open door. Alex dried her hands, trying to ignore the way her heart had leapt into a run. She had never noticed that door in the butler's pantry, a gap between the pretty glass cupboards and shelves. She'd never seen it open before. It shouldn't be open now. Dawes might have left it that way. But Dawes was licking her wounds from the ritual and hiding behind her rows of index cards. She hadn't been here in days, not since she had set those holly branches on the kitchen counter, making a picture of what life should be, clean and easy, an antidote to the rest of their days and nights, to the secret above. She and Dawes never bothered with the butler's pantry, its rows of dusty dishes and glassware, its soup tureen the size of a small bathtub. It was one of the many vestigial limbs of the old house, disused and forgotten, left to atrophy since Darlington's disappearance. And they certainly never bothered with the basement. Alex had never even thought about it. Not until now, standing at the kitchen sink, surrounded by tidy blue tiles painted with windmills and tall ships, staring at that black gap, a perfect rectangle. A sudden void. It looked as if someone had simply peeled away part of the kitchen. It looked like the mouth of a grave. Call Dawes. Alex leaned against the counter. Back out of the kitchen and call Turner. She set down the towel and drew a knife from the block beside the sink. She wished there were a gray nearby, but she didn't want to risk calling one to her. The size of the house, its deep silence, sat heavy around her. She glanced up again, thought of the golden shimmer of the circle, the heat it gave off. I have appetites. Had those words excited her when they should have only made her afraid? Alex walked quietly toward the open door. The absence of a door. How deep had they dug when they'd built this house? She could count 3, 4, 5 stone steps leading down into the basement, and then they faded into the dark. Maybe there were no more stairs. Maybe she would take a step, fall, keep falling into the cold. She felt along the wall for a light switch, then looked up and saw a ratty piece of twine dangling from an exposed bulb. She yanked on it, and the stairs were flooded with warm yellow light. The bulb made a comforting hum. Shit. Alex said on a breath. Her terror dissolved, leaving nothing but embarrassment in its place. Just stairs, a wooden railing, shelves stacked with rags, cans of paint, tools lining the wall. A faint, musty smell rose up from the dark below, a vegetable stink, the hint of rot. She heard the drip of water and the shuffle of what might have been a rat. She couldn't quite make out the base of the stairs, but there had to be another switch or bulb below. She could go down there, make sure no one had been rooting around, see if she and Dawes needed to set out traps. But why was the door open? Cosmo could have nudged it on one of his ratting expeditions.